football. It's time to talk Dons. It's North Sound 1's Red Friday.
A very good evening. Welcome to Red Friday. Your best look ahead at the weekend sport with a focus on the Dons from Andrew Shiney, Alan Davidson and myself, Dave McDermott. In tonight's show, a speculation over the manager's future mounts. On the park, the Dons will be attempting to bounce back from Wednesday's disappointment when Owen Coyle and Ross County visit Pittodrie tomorrow afternoon. We'll also look ahead at the rest of the Premiership. We'll have the predictor, as ever. But Wednesday night's defeat at the hands of Celtic was a hard one to take.
There's absolutely no criticism of my players for how the game played out. There's no criticism for their effort. It looked like some of the supporters think that the intention was to sit off them. It wasn't. All week we've been working and trying to put that pressure on the ball. We always feel that's our best chance against Celtic. The only sauce I can take really is, I think regardless of what way we go, what personnel we play, when Celtic play in that manner, they do that to any team domestically. I thought they were very good.
Derek McInnes there after the 3-0 defeat, and Andrew Shiney, it was a hard win to take, but you just couldn't fault Celtic. That's the best they've played for a long, long time.
Absolutely. I mean, I said on Wednesday night on Red TV that it was as near as you could probably get to a perfect Celtic performance. One or two misplaced passes aside, I thought they were excellent throughout, and had Aberdeen chasing shadows. And unfortunately, that's what happens when you've got a financial gulf between the clubs like there is. I thought, you know, there was plenty of effort from Aberdeen, but Celtic were right on top of their form and showed why they're champions and why tomorrow they're going to try and equal the record of 62 domestic games undefeated.
Absolutely, and you watched from a different vantage point, the opposite side from us, Alan. I presume it wasn't any better up there either.
No, it was still just as painful. We just never seemed to get going. I thought we started quite slowly, actually. I don't think we really got after them in the first sort of 10 minutes. And then when that first goal went in, I was kind of fearing the worst. I know Derek says the intention wasn't to look like we were sitting off them, but in reality, we did. We never got after them, and I don't know if they were possibly just too good for our players to get close to them. When they've got a guy like Tom Rogic, who I thought was brilliant on Wednesday night, who isn't even a guaranteed name to be in that Celtic team, it just, like you said, Andrew, it just shows the difference in strength and depth between the sides.
Yeah, I mean, the two Graham Shinney shots early on aside, which realistically were ones that Craig Gordon is going to save, we didn't really put the keeper under any pressure whatsoever. And I think the main thing was the expectation level before the match had been so high, it was just such an anticlimax.
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of people went into the game with a lot of confidence, myself included, but realistically, you need Celtic to be punching slightly below 100% to have a chance against them, and I thought they were 110%, to be honest. They were very, very impressive. I mean, when you look at Kieran Tierney, what a prospect that is. 20 years old, and Moussa Dembele as well, back to his very best. I didn't realise how quick and how strong he was. When you saw the first goal, he out-muscled Kauri Arnesen, went past him, played a great ball into the box. Well, what a finish from Tierney, getting up there in the left wing-back position. And that confidence built throughout the Celtic side. And as Graham Shinney said to us afterwards, it did knock the Dons' confidence. And as a result, there was only going to be one winner. But it's one game. It's only 3 points. Let's not be too despondent. There's plenty more games to come that Aberdeen can continue to form together as a strong team.
And it's still been a very good start to the season, Alan.
Yeah, I mean, I think if we were to have offered Aberdeen fans to be coming into this point in the season only 3 points behind Celtic, clear of the rest, you would have taken it. I mean, especially with, there were big changes in the squad in the summer and they seem to have gelled pretty well already, but you're coming up against a team like Celtic who were just on a different level on Wednesday night. I don't think the refereeing made a difference to the outcome, but just the inconsistency again from referees, just, I don't know how the players deal with it. Because I think O'Connor being booked so early had a big impact on how he could play for the rest of the game. And then there was a challenge on Shinney very close after that was probably a worse challenge, and he didn't end up in Craig Thompson's book.
Yeah, and we've seen penalties given for Scott Brown's, okay, it was ball to hand, but the hand happened to be in a pretty unnatural position high above his head. And as I say, you've seen them given. It wouldn't have made a difference. It's not sour grapes. But yeah, I agree. Craig Thompson was
Craig
very
Thompson
inconsistent.
Yeah, Craig Thompson was a bit inconsistent. I thought his worst decision was not booking Moussa Dembele for his blatant dive in the first half. But as we said, you know, it's not sour grapes. We were well beaten by a superior side on Wednesday night. That's in the past. Let's look to the future.
Yeah, well, just before we leave that one, we've mentioned about comparing the two squads, and that was something that the manager did after the game at the press conference.
You know, you see the bench and the quality of bench and players that come on. They took my best player last season and he gets a cameo robe. My best player arguably this season, Ryan Christie, is a Celtic player, a mechanic player in the night. So we know where we are in the pecking order in terms of the golf, but we know we're better than what we showed. We can still defend goals better. We're not without blame tonight, but we aim to be as good and as competitive as we've always been, hopefully for the rest of the season.
This is North Sound One's Red Friday. I'm Dave McDermott. Joining me, Andrew Shiney and Alan Davidson. Dave Galloway, by the way, is on holiday. Lucky old him. Well, the other big news that broke, of course, yesterday afternoon, that Pedro was no more, and hardly a surprise, Alan.
No, I mean, I think it was a case of when, not if, possibly right from the Progress Niederkorn result in Europe. He was on a bit of a hiding to nothing. The Motherwell performance, and then the fact that he completely lost the plot. He's busy telling his players that they need to keep calm, and he's watching the game from the stands. And then the shambles at the end of the Kilmarnock game by Ryan Jack's inability to keep the head and outsmarted by Kirk Broadfoot, of all people.
Not a phrase you hear that often.
No, a man who can't microwave an egg without hurting himself has outwitted Ryan Jack. Broadfoot's gone and he's got him sent off, and Kilmarnock have come away from that with a point. But yeah, there was real talk of unrest in the dressing room at Ibrox, and you thought something was going to go eventually. And if it wasn't after the Kilmarnock game, possibly Hearts at Murrayfield would have done it anyway.
Well, we'll get the odds in just a minute, but one of the main problems for whoever does come in, they've still got the remnants of Warburton's squads. You'll now have quite a sizeable group of players who have been brought in by Kashina, who are on lots of money and long-term contracts.
Yeah, I mean, whoever takes over the poison chalice that is the Rangers' job has a massive task ahead of himself to try and mould any sort of team out of what basically is just a shambles. And it will be interesting to see Graham Murty's team selection at Murrayfield tomorrow, to see how many of the foreign imports are in there, or whether he goes down the tried and tested Scottish route. Kenny Miller already, he has said, will be back in his squad. They have slaughtered the disciplinary process at the start of the week because Bruno Alves was cited. Now they're using it to their advantage by appealing against Ryan Jack's sending off, which surely will be deemed frivolous and, in all honesty, should be doubled, the suspension doubled because of that. But it means that Jacko can play against Hearts tomorrow, and I think that sort of sends out a message that They're panicking, they're short of players, and, you know, I think it could well be the case that Graham Murty will get rid of the likes of Carlos Peña, who, you may say, because he's been totally anonymous in the last few games, and bring in players that he knows that he can trust to go and do a job.
And talking of the new manager, you've got some of the odds there, Alan.
Yeah, I mean, the bookies have our Derek as the outstanding favourite at the moment, followed by McLeish, Billy Davis, and the interim manager Graham Murty. You would think either of the three after McInnes are possibly financially a better option for Rangers, because I just don't see where the money's coming
from. They never have the money, but they find it.
Yeah,
and
I think Hector from the HMRC will be watching this with keen interest. He could be the next man who's actually in charge of Rangers affairs, if not a liquidator or their bank manager.
Well, the manager, our manager, was asked at the press conference today, was he leaving?
No. Listen, I've never been drawn in any speculation in the past. I won't change that now. You know, I've been linked with different things in my time here, and nothing's transpired. You know, I signed a contract, so I'm very happy being here. You know, I've stated often enough.
Derek, a victim of his own success, of course. Every job that comes up he's being linked with, but obviously there's connections there that makes him an obvious one to be top of the bookies.
Yeah, there's connections there, but there's also, as I've mentioned before, a shambles to inherit that he may well decide to steer well clear of.
Okay, who do you think is going to get the job then, Alan? Assuming it's not Derek.
They're not getting him. Go away. I would think possibly McLeish would be a real shout. I think it's gonna have to be somebody that's not in a job at the moment, because Rangers need someone quickly to save their season. They can't spend weeks and weeks negotiating deals with someone already in a job. They need someone in, and they need someone now, or it could be...
could be bottom six for them, yeah, to be perfectly honest.
It's North Sound 1's Red Friday.
You're listening to North Sound 1's Red Friday with Andrew Shiney, Alan Davidson and me, Dave McDermott. The Dons in action tomorrow afternoon against Ross County. And Andrew, Aberdeen-Ross County, we'll hear from the manager and Stevie May shortly, but they're always close, tight affairs.
Yeah, we've got quite a decent record against them recently. We've won four of the last five meetings of the sides at Pittodrie, and in fact we've won four of the last five clashes, home or away. So we've got a wee bit of an edge on County at the moment, but you're right, there's a lot of competitive games between the two sides, so you wouldn't expect one to run away with the other, but then every now and again a 4-0 pops up, so let's hope that it's one that is heavily weighted in favour of Aberdeen tomorrow.
You think County's defenders will be keeping an eye on Shea Logan? He loves them.
Yeah, Shea scores all his goals against County. But I think we have got the players there to cause someone problems. And we said the same last season. I think we've replaced Hazen McGinn really well. And I thought, again, on Wednesday night when Scott Wright came on, Scott Wright looked like, given a run on Wednesday, he could have caused them problems. I'd really like to see him come in against County. Just his raw pace can cause defenders so many problems.
Yeah, well, today, of course, at the press conference, the manager was asked how difficult it's been to lift his players.
We've always tried to be competitive at Aberdeen. We've always tried to make some sort of semblance of a challenge through the league form and certainly through the cups. But it is difficult. Without question, it's difficult. But we feel as though that we can concentrate on ourselves. We've got another opportunity to win tomorrow and keep winning games. We've been unbeaten up until the other night in the league, and we've been doing a lot of good things, and you know, we're hoping we can pick up a game or another winning performance. I've no doubts that the players will pick themselves up. We all have that responsibility, supporters, staff, you know, myself, to make sure the players are as bright as they possibly can be tomorrow. And it is important we don't have any hangover from the other night. I think it was a hands up, that Celtic were way better than us on the night. And it's our intention to try and be way better than Ross County tomorrow and win all 3 points.
And one bonus, of course, is that Ryan Christie will be back, and you can bet that he'll start.
Yeah, I think we have to freshen it up anyway. But I think Christie, we just looked like we were... there's a big hole in the middle of midfield where we were just missing Christie to link that play. Because I think Derek said that he started two strikers to go up against Celtic's back three, and we just couldn't get the ball to them. And I think Christie was the missing link. I think he'll have a big part to play tomorrow.
Other changes, Andrew?
Well, as Alan mentioned, Scott Wright did himself no harm whatsoever with his half-hour performance against Celtic there on Wednesday night. It caused Mikael Lustig a few problems. And, you know, he could come in. Ryan Christie obviously will come back into the side. It's difficult to foresee too many other changes. Greg Stewart played well when he played for the under-20s against Hearts a week past. He'll be knocking on the door. But there's a good strong squad there that regardless of what changes the manager may decide to make, he's not going to weaken his starting 11.
Well, the manager knows what qualities the Dingwall side possess.
I think what we've always felt with Ross County is that they've got a decent kind of understanding. A lot of players have been up there for a long time. They always make it competitive. I think Owen's had a decent reaction since he went in. But we always felt, even when we've took on Jim's teams, it was always a tough game, Ross County, with some decent results against them, particularly at Pittodrie. Owen's shape normally goes with a back four. Might be a wee bit different sometimes. Jim went with a back five against us. But other than that, it's still the same kind of threats that they carry in terms of their personnel. And I'm sure Owen will come down here, having worked with Owen, I know he'll be filling the players full of confidence to come down here and get a positive result, and he'll believe that they can. So we're well aware of the challenge they bring.
One player likely to play tomorrow is, of course, Stevie May. He's relishing being in the North East.
Yeah, I'm really enjoying it. It's a real well-run club, and everyone, you know, can be more helpful. The boys are good as well, so that's half the battle. But obviously, I'm just enjoying and loving being back playing football every week. Obviously, we've had a lot of hard-fought results recently, and getting the job done, the points on the board, you know, and we managed to go into that game, you know, level with Celtic, which is obviously exactly where we want to be. So it's just about getting back to that kind of performance again, and obviously we've got more to give performance-wise, but results-wise, you know, where we're getting points on the board, so, you know, we'll be looking for that again tomorrow.
This is Red Friday with Andrew Shiney, Alan Davidson and Dave McDermott. Aberdeen against Ross County tomorrow afternoon. One person who will be going is Justin Martin, who from Aberdeen, who is the winner of our competition, which was on the website northsound1.com. One to watch, Andrew.
I'm going to go for the guy that we mentioned who loves scoring goals against Ross County, Shea Logan. 6 of his 14 goals for the Dons have come against the Staggies. A couple of assists thrown in there as well. And Shea, always entertaining when he scores goals. So looking for the backflips again tomorrow.
Well, he's going to do himself a mischief one of these times, Alan.
I'm going to go with Kenny McLean. Obviously, since last time the show was on, it's been announced that Kenny will be leaving at the end of the season. Just before the Celtic game, I thought he played all right in the Celtic game, and I think that's kind of about as good as anyone can get from that performance against Celtic, because we were outclassed. I don't think Kenny's had the best start to the season. The fans always seem to pick one to have a pop at, and recently it's been Kenny, and I don't know if the fact that he's now said he's going is going to help. But I think it's really, he needs to step up or the fans will turn on him quite quickly.
Although, to be fair, prior to Wednesday, last couple of games before that, he's been absolutely excellent. Down at Easter Road, he was arguably our top performer.
Yeah, I mean, I think you know what you're going to get from Kenny McLean. As Alan said, maybe he hasn't been the shining light that he has been in the past, but it doesn't lack effort. He always puts a shift in there. So, I think Kenny would love to score. And fortunately for him, Scott Fox looks as though he's going to miss this game, because past Ross County Aberdeen fixtures have seemed to have been Scott Fox against Kenny McLean. And poor Kenny never seems to get out on top in these minor battles. I think Shea nicks in and picks up the pieces. But, Kenny will do a job for us tomorrow, no question of that.
OK, before we get your predictions, you have the latest in the Red Friday Predictor League, Andrew.
And it makes for sorry reading for myself, because I'm bottom of the league with 33 points. I picked up 2 last week. Dave Galloway got 3. He's still in second place in 42. The Red Army had 5 there in 52. And you somehow managed to get 5 last week as well, Dave. So you've moved up well ahead of me. You're only a point behind Dave Galloway now.
He's next in my sights. And for tomorrow, Aberdeen against Ross County, Andrew?
3-0 for the Dons. As I said, they're quite often tight fixtures, but Aberdeen will be looking to bounce back in style from Wednesday night, and I think they'll do well.
Alan, you're representing the Red Army this week, so what are you going for?
Yep. Worryingly, I've gone for 3-0. I might change that now.
Well, I think you should, because Dave G's gone for 3-0 as well. I've gone for 2-0. And
you, the most conservative.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Hearts against Rangers, of course, is the lunchtime kickoff. What are you going for that one, Andrew?
I think Hearts will add to Rangers' woes. 2-1 to the Jambos.
2-1 to the Jambos there. And Alan?
I've got 2-1 Hearts as well.
Oh, my goodness. Dave has gone for 1-1, and I've gone for 1-1 as well. The 3 o'clock kickoffs tomorrow afternoon, Celtic against Kilmarnock. Alan?
Yeah, I think Killy, obviously, with their late point at Ibrox during the week, after seeing Celtic midweek, I don't expect Killy to repeat that. A comfortable 3-0 win for Celtic. And if they perform anything like they did against us, you could pick a number.
Well, I'm going to pick 4, so 4-0 Celtic.
Okay, and Dave's gone for 3-0 and I've gone for 4-0, so we're not really confident of Kilmarnock doing anything there. Dundee-Hamilton, Andrew.
A close encounter on the cards at Dens Park. I think it'll be a scoring draw, 1-1. Neil McCann bemoaning the fact that referees seem to be against him. Lots of decisions going against Dundee, but Hamilton are good battlers and I think they're good enough to get the share of the spoils there. 1-1.
Yep, I've gone 1-1.
Dave, are you copying my Dave, predictions?
Dave G's gone for 2-1 at Dundee, and I have gone for 1-1. So we're nothing if not consistent. Consistently wrong, of course, that's the problem. Motherwell Hibs, Alan.
Yeah, Motherwell in brilliant form at the moment. Robinson's done a brilliant job since he came in there. I think 17 new players this season. And they don't seem to be having any issue gelling. I think when we came up against Hibs a few weeks ago, it turned into a bit of a physical kind of battle, but obviously Motherwell had a very physical League Cup semi-final with Rangers. I expect Motherwell to come out on top in this one, 2-0.
Andrew?
I'm going to go 2-2 because I think Hibs will be buoyed up by that midweek success against Hearts, and they're a decent side.
Yeah, and Dave Galloway has gone for 2-1 Motherwell, and I have gone for 1-1. And the final one, Partick against St Johnstone, Andrew.
Well, I'm sitting in the fence in this one once again. Partick, you know, it's starting to come out of their slumbers almost. They've suddenly realised that the season is 10 games old and it's high time they started getting some points on the board. But St Johnstone, equally, not in great form, but got a draw midweek, as did Partick. So I'm going to sit in the fence again, 1-1.
Alan?
I feel like I've been put in here to give you guys a chance. The Red Army are running away. I've also gone 1-1 to match Andrew, and can I apologise to the fans now?
Dave G's gone for 2-1 St Johnstone, and I've gone for 1-1 as well. That's it on the Red Friday podcast. Thanks for checking us out. Remember, we're on North Sound 1 from 6:30 to 7 o'clock every Friday, and the podcast is available both on the website and on iTunes.
It's North Sound 1's Red Friday.